We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Wow, that was like a different octave and it made me feel a little weird. Game of Thrones. Have you two super fans finally watched the episode?
Watched
the season premiere? Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
I did not.
Okay, well, there might be some spoiler alerts here.
Oh,
but
really?
I can't wait forever.
All right, I'm tuning out. Go ahead.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? Because this is an important story about one Jon Snow.
I think we got to give it a week, don't we?
I do.
Or at least to the end of the week.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about Kit Harington anyway, and I'll avoid this thing.
I don't know if I trust you. I'm zoning out.
Because we don't watch it, so we don't know what's a spoiler.
There's something that happens with Jon Snow in the first episode, and they had to do CGI, and he had to be on this contraption.
Yes.
So in being on this contraption, it was like similar to a mechanical bull.
Yeah.
And at one point, he swings around really violently and his right boy got trapped.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Ooh. Ouch.
And he didn't have time to say stop or turn it off or I want off the ride. So he said, quote, in my head, I thought, this is how it ends, on this buck, swinging me around by my bees, literally. Sorry, probably too much information.
Wow.
He didn't say bees. He said testicles.
Bees are way better. And it's testicules.
Testicules. Also, there's another spoiler I can't tell you about. Okay.
Yeah.
You're making this no fun. Just watch
save
the
it.
Dang show. Anyone who's a true fan.
No, they couldn't wait.
True.
It is absolutely true.
My Cardinals were on last night.
Oh
yeah,
my
well,
gosh.
I would have turned that game off.
I had a long day.
You left here at you left here at 11 in the afternoon. Morning-ish.
I had...
But he was back in the... He pulled double duty. He was back in the station in the afternoon.
Yeah, I had...
Tim Comey's a hard worker.
I had two...
Wow,
I
he
had,
likes to be on the radio a lot.
Are you getting paid? Are you getting paid by Tim to boost him up here?
I had,
nope.
I had two meetings... Trainer, that's why I'm hurting. And then, yeah, back on Glover.
You really need to find the time, though. A true God
fan. All right,
fan.
I'll watch her this week.
This week. Okay. Now, let's talk about my favorite show of the moment. No, not Riverdale. Yeah, I guess that's another one. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I mean, I binged those first two seasons so hard. And I don't know when the third one's going to come out, so I might just have to watch them over from the beginning. But thanks to one Courtney Van Landrum tagging me on Sterling K. Brown's Facebook post, I found out this.
Oh, this is good. Hi there. How you doing? Sterling K. Brown here, just having a sip of water, checking out the ambiance here in sunny Southern California. But I'm not going to be here for long. You know why? I'm eastward bound. Gonna go do a little TV show. Maybe you've heard of it. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yes!
Paladinos were kind enough to write a little something for your boy. And I said yes. So stay tuned. I'm getting together with Midge and it's gonna be awesome.
Yes, it is! I am so excited. And I love that laugh. I think we should isolate his laugh.
That was a little more Ed McMahon than Sterling K.
Yeah, maybe.
You are correct, Tim.
That is fair. All right. Operation Varsity Blues. Lori Loughlin and her wife, Massimo, believe it or not, man, the
husband.
Cojones on these two. What did I say?
He's her husband.
Oh, sorry. Husband, Massimo. They pleaded not guilty to fraud and money laundering charges. They're still trying. They still think they can get a better deal than this plea deal. If they don't, they could get up to 40 years in prison.
Well, you know that's not going to happen.
I know, but I think everybody wants to see it now because Aunt Becky's getting a little cocky. No one likes it.
Right.
No one likes cocky Aunt Becky.
I kind of do.
You do? President Trump says he plans to give Tiger Woods the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his incredible success and comeback in sports and, more importantly, life. So,
and Kevin looked at the list of people that have gotten this, and it's a huge list of athletes.
It's a huge list. Well, I mean, tons of athletes, tons of entertainers.
Sam Uziel got one from Barack Obama, so no, it's not surprising at all.
Not at all.
I got like three of them. Reagan was a big fan. I don't know.
You were like two.
No, I made it all the way to 8 under Reagan.
Justin Timberlake gave his congratulations because Ariana Grande at Coachella reunited the rest of NSYNC minus JT, but he was busy with his tour. He sent an Instagram message saying that they killed it. They did Tearing Up My Heart with Ariana.
I didn't realize that, but I heard that he originally was supposed to be there. It was literally all of NSYNC, but then he rescheduled.
Oh, yeah.
So he couldn't make it. Do you know anything about that?
He could have rescheduled, I feel like, that around last Coachella show so that he could have made it to Coachella.
If you had to guess, you think he wasn't supposed to be there. It was just about having the other guys and kind of Ariana playing Justin.
Yeah, and now people are saying that NSYNC minus Justin Timberlake might reunite in tour.
Do we want that?
No, I don't know.
I think the diehard fans might still see it.
You think?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I already saw them.
There was an interesting interesting tweet I saw where it was a picture of Ariana Grande and the 4/5 of NSYNC. And it said that she had forgotten the lyrics to the song and was getting help from her uncles.
That's awesome. That is so great.
Oh, man.
That's the Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
From Backstreet Boys to NSYNC, you know, they reunited with Ariana Grande at Coachella, minus JT. And it wasn't just because he was still on tour, but because he was on tour, he didn't have time to rehearse with the guys. But they said they would love to be, they would love to have Justin be a part of their future.
Oh, they would? That's crazy. I wasn't sure where they came down on that, which side, but that's...
They said they're down to do it with or without Justin.
Can't believe it.
And while we're on it, Justin, I would also love to collaborate with you sometime.
You're going to give him a chance?
Yeah.
That's so big
that's
of
weird.
You.
I feel the same way about it.
I know.
It. Yeah.
All right. Big, huge surprise, make your heart explode, baby news. Hoda Kotb called into the Today Show to announce that she is now the proud mom of a second baby girl, Hope Catherine.
Aww.
That was shocking when I saw it on the screen this morning.
Breaking baby news. And her daughter, Haley, who's now 2, loves being a baby sister. She was trying to feed the baby raspberries. Oh. And she said, not yet, babe. But she's walking around saying, I'm a big sister, I'm a big sister. Everybody on the Today Show is in tears. And everyone's just so excited for Hoda. And yesterday, she kind of alluded to this. She just posted a picture on Instagram that said, choose hope.
Aww.
So, congratulations to Hoda and her family. While they were on the Today Show, Craig was in Paris covering the Notre Dame Cathedral, which was just heartbreaking to watch yesterday. But Salma Hayek's husband, you know, who owns like all of the Louis Vuitton empire, has pledged $113 million to rebuild the cathedral.
Wow.
They were in the middle of renovations. Mm-hmm. A And, you know, with some of those renovations, I don't know. I guess cathedrals that were built in the 1200s don't have sprinkler systems. And they do use, like, soldering and, you know, blow torches for some of this renovation. And I don't think they still know the cause until they can really
Started
get in
some
there.
Attic area.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine being the guy with the soldering?
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. And am I correct? No one was hurt? Is that correct?
No. But the people just, like, the plumes of smoke and the spire falling was just...
And do you know why 113 million? Any idea where that number comes from?
I think it was 100 million euros.
Oh, okay. That's
so it translates to about 113 U.S. dollars.
Great answer.
Thank you. Now on to lighter news. Someone decided to start this on Twitter. Apparently... Ben Affleck loves Dunkin' Donuts. Sorry, Dunkin'. So she has reimagined Ben Affleck in various stages of dress. She's reimagining him as Dunkin' Drinks. Like, he has this grayish jacket on. Well, that's Ben Affleck as an Oreo vanilla bean culotta.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Slow schmig day.
On the red carpet with a red jacket, he's a strawberry culotta.
Wow. Some things are clever and some things are just dumb. No.
Somebody's submitting it for consideration for the Nobel Prize for Literature, just so you know, Courtney. The Voice, second night of the cross battles on tonight, and series premiere of Bless This Mess on ABC. I might give this a try. Lake Bell, love her, and Dax Shepard, love him. I love his Armchair Expert podcast. They move from New York to rural Nebraska, and apparently hilarity ensues. Speaking of Dax Shepard, he and Kristen Bell dressed up Game of Thrones style Sunday night, and people say they totally won. You can see their photo online at Y98.com. Speaking of Game of Thrones, a spoiler for you. Ed Sheeran. You know how he made an appearance on Game of Thrones?
Yeah,
it seems like... I don't know.
Was he also in the Star Wars movie too?
Maybe as a stormtrooper, okay. But we don't know. There were also rumors that Prince Harry was a stormtrooper.
But he actually sang a song in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
he did sing. No,
he didn't. Did he?
He actually did sing.
What did you say?
He did the song sing.
I don't know that this is really a spoiler, but on this week's show there was a mention of a gingy named Eddie who had his face burned off in battle and now he has no eyelids. Ed said, thanks, Game of Thrones. I knew I was a survivor. And speaking of spoilers, Sterling K. Brown, we're so proud he's a St. Louisan, posted yesterday on Facebook that he apparently is going to be filming something for the new season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon. And I'm super excited about that. Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo have pleaded not guilty to all the charges surrounding Operation Varsity Blues. So, if they're found guilty, they could get up to 40 years in prison. Instead of accepting a plea deal, which is 4 years, and before they rejected a plea deal, that would have been 2 years, which I'm sure they wouldn't have to serve that full 4 years, but they're going to take it to court and have their lawyers fight it out. That's
I don't want your life.
That's Entertainment Schmig. I don't want your life. That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Ben Affleck is Dunkin' Drinks not on there?
Yeah, with him, with all the controversy and the stuff that comes up and people talk about him and he's in and out of rehab and the bad tattoos, no one is more excited about this Dunkin' Donut Twitter feed than Ben Affleck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just keep talking about that. It's totally cool.
Lance Hildebrand, how is traffic looking?
Well, it's...
It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company show's birthday game. It's really difficult. I'm going to give you a celebrity. You tell me how old they are. Shame will ensue.
You know, this started because Nick and I on the weekends do this with each other. It's our fun little game time we do.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's not like anybody wins a prize, but you get a little satisfaction if you guess it right on the nose.
May I start? There's a special birthday in my family. He's kind of a mini celebrity. It's mini me. My son Jackson.
Eight.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Happy birthday, Jackson. He scored maybe the most gigantic Lego set I've ever seen.
Target clearance, man. Can't beat it.
Oh, my God. Kevin's there every day.
I'm telling you, man.
And he's realized he can't wear a red shirt to Target.
No. I think I work there.
Long story short, he's working in electronics next Thursday and has to take the day off from here.
Odds are, if you ask Kevin a question about something in Target,
I'll help you.
He'll know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's the only reason he had kids was to go so he didn't look weird shopping in the Target aisle by himself. How old is Queen Elizabeth on the Crown?
Oh boy.
Claire Foy.
Give me another thing she was in besides that. Was she in that Brad Pitt movie? Was that her?
She was in the new girl with the something something.
The girl in the spider's web, the new Lizbeth Salander.
Anything I've ever seen. Has she been in?
I don't think I've ever seen her in anything either. I bet she's 34.
30.
32.
29.
35.
Oh.
Tim was closest. She played Max on Stranger Things. How old is Sadie Sink?
The redhead?
She had the bad brother, who I'm sure will come back for season 3.
Ooh.
But maybe we'll learn that he had a troubled past and we all have empathy for him now.
14. Yeah, his storyline bothered me.
I know.
He's 17.
Yes.
Whoa.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 17. Yeah, he was too much of a caricature of a bad guy.
Yeah.
He was so over the top.
Are those other kids all that old?
No, I don't know. No, they're not 17.
Yeah. I thought that's weird. All right.
11 is...
15?
I think so.
Hmm.
How old is...
Wouldn't that be a bummer? That's like, you're in between all the ages of the kids. You're too young to hang out with the old ones.
Right, and
you're too old to hang out with
the...
Yeah. Millie Bobby Brown just turned 15 2 months ago.
Yes.
How old is Gerardo
Rico Suave?
Did he have some kind of St. Louis connection? Once upon a time.
He might have, but he actually ended up becoming a record label executive.
Oh, that's right. Really successful.
Yeah, super successful. Like, more successful than his singing career.
Did he sign Luda?
No. I think maybe Shakira. Like, somebody huge.
Yeah, I think he signed Shakira.
52.
55. 56.
54?
Yes, 54. Hey, man, you guys are on fire.
Okay. Rico.
How old is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Whoa.
Basketball legend.
And isn't he a writer now for some show?
Yes, he is.
What show? Or
like
a reboot of something, right?
Oh. Yeah, like not Buffy, but...
I don't know, like a...
I thought maybe it was like
Netflix or something.
Good Place or something.
He's writing for the new Veronica Mars.
That's right. Yeah. Reboot. I'm gonna say 73.
I don't really know.
I'm gonna say 70 because I have no idea.
72.
72.
Ah.
Happy birthday to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Looking forward to your new Veronica Mars episode. Those are your celebrity birthdays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.